Good morning. I'm Leslie Ann, along with Big Chuck.
Hi, Leslie Ann. How you doing? What you got?
Good. So I don't know if you've noticed this. I've been driving around town, and I'm starting to notice the Halloween decorations.
Yes.
And each year, I always say this to my kids, it seems like there are more and more Halloween displays.
Yes. Yeah.
Like people are getting really into decorating their houses for Halloween.
Yes. And I don't remember doing that.
No.
I mean,
you know what? I don't know about you, but my family, you know what our extent was for decorating for Halloween?
Lit
putting
pumpkin.
Putting up Indian corn on the house.
Yeah, there you go. We didn't even do that back in the old days. We had lit pumpkins so that people knew on trick-or-treating we were open.
Yeah, we had that.
You know, but as far as decorating it, no.
Yeah.
No.
No.
And look, I'm a fan of it. I don't do it. But I think some of them are fantastic.
Oh, I love it, too.
The
it's
other
fun.
Thing, I'm not a big fan of the gigantic blow-ups with the fans.
That's become huge.
With the generators blowing the fan and keep them. I know lots of people love them and all of that. That's a bit much for me. But when you can get really creative with the cobwebs and the gravestones and the skeletons,
right.
I like that.
Yeah, there's some really neat displays around Oneonta. Here's some interesting statistics that I just came across.
Yes.
People are spending almost $1 billion more this year than they did last year on Halloween-related purchases. So what were, you know,
and I believe last year was $8 billion, so that puts it at $9 billion this year.
Crazy. 9.1.
9.1 billion.
Exact.
Yep.
So checked. And I find this interesting. Men will spend an average of $96. Women will spend an average of $77. I really would have thought that would have been reversed.
Well, what is the purchase?
Well,
what do you think
anything and everything Halloween related?
All right, let's personalize this.
Okay.
You haven't done it yet, or you've done it in past years and all of that. What will your Halloween purchases be if you were asked in this poll to be a part of the poll?
Yeah, that's easy. So usually I'll get a couple of little decor things, and that's really honestly because my kids will ask. They'll be like, come on, let's put some more stuff up. So I'll bend and I'll do that.
Yep.
Mostly it's candy. Maybe I spend some money on costume items for the kids.
Yeah.
Never myself.
Yeah.
So I spend a minimal amount.
So let's say you spend $50 on everything you just said.
That's probably
all right, so that's $50. How much is Mark spending?
None.
So you're way under it. I think those figures are high. I think the $99 and the $77 or whatever it was, that's
I think that's high too.
That's like $200 for a couple. Now, if you're going to go out and go to a Halloween costume party and you're going to go to have dinner and drinks and you
know, I don't think it includes that.
Doesn't include
kind of
that.
Thing.
Okay.
Halloween costume. Costuming, certainly.
You know, I don't decorate our house on the outside. We don't. But you know what I like to do, and we do this in our new house, and I like to do it in the old house, is the inside. I like,
do you?
Like around the fireplace. I like to have pumpkins and mums and, you know, Halloween scarecrows and things like that.
Yeah.
I like to make the house look nice that way. But outside, it's going to rain and, you know, there'll be
like,
snow and, the pumpkins will disappear. So on the outside, a minimum. On the inside, Leslie Ann, what was your best costume?
Oh, gosh.
In your memory, adult or child?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I got to remember, I went as Tina Turner one year. That was kind of fun.
Now, that would have been you.
Yeah, that was tricky, considering
I don't
I'm
see
very
Mark,
white.
I don't see Mark as Ike. As Ike.
Yeah, I don't even... His Ike was horrible. I don't think he even tried to be Ike. I don't know what he was, a disco guy.
A disco guy, Mark Parmeter.
But, that's probably my best costume. One year, I think he and I went as Ronald Reagan and George Bush.
There you go.
We had masks. But we're not really into Halloween, and we don't. It's a lot of work, to get costumes.
And it's so far down the road now, I don't remember what I went as a kid, but I do remember I do remember going as a baseball player and with all of my friends as a baseball team marching in a parade in Sydney when I was 12, right. And we had a banner. And
that's
we had
about as easy as it gets, costume-wise.
That was about as easy. I know, I've always said this, the children are crazy with their costume ideas. And some of them work. My daughter, Frances, asked me for 10 years in a row to help her make a costume, and I always was able to get out of it.
That's funny. Costume, it's a pain in the neck.
Well, you know what she wanted? She wanted half man, half woman.
Ugh.
And I thought, I can't do this.
That's tough.
I can't. So I was always able to, you know what's better? This is better. How about the princess? As long as it's dead.
Yeah, right.
Right? As long as it's dead, it works.
Here's the easy go-to, and we'll wrap it up. Zombie.
Yeah.
You just wear tattered clothes, you do the makeup, you look scary and yucky. There you go.
Yeah. The Katie was always the princess, Francis was always the dead lifeguard, you know.
Right.
Joey was always historical, you know, he was either on a chain gang or he was Ethan Allen leading the Green Mountain Boys, right. You know, and Abby was out with her girlfriend, so it's all fun to watch, but I think the days of the costume for me are pretty much over.
Too much work. Speaking of work, we got to go back to work.
Yep.